This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Moving on to the economics of recycling on this America Recycles Day. Marketplace's Dan Weissman got assigned this one.
Thomas Kinnaman is an economist at Bucknell University. He's given this question a thorough look, and here's the first answer. Recycling probably costs your town money.
For every dollar that you might pay to take that waste to the landfill or to the incinerator, you're going to pay somewhere between $1.50 to $2 to recycle it.
He's looked beyond the city budget, too, like at the landfills you're not using and the energy saved by recycling a beer can instead of refining aluminum.
These external benefits are actually fairly substantial.
As in, they do make recycling a good deal for the planet, even if it's a money loser for your hometown. And we like that. He's done surveys. We're willing to pay to do some good. But you can overdo it. He says the optimal recycling rate is just 35%.
So we might have a better planet by going to 100%, but we're devoting a lot of resources to get there, and those resources might be better spent doing something else.
Even if you don't recycle at all, no big deal. Adam Minter is author of the new book, Junkyard Planet, about the global recycling industry. And your empty Coke cans are a drop in the bucket. Only 15% of recycling in the U.S. comes from households.
Most of the recyclables are coming from utility companies and from factories, and there's giant economies of scale where you might have a couple pounds of recycling in, you know, your home. Your utility companies, when they pull down power lines, go through thousands of tons.
And none of that activity needs to be subsidized. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.